Well, August 3rd through the 9th is National Health Center Week, and here in Quincy, our good folks at Manatt Community Health Center are going to be very busy for that week. Cynthia Sierra has stopped on by to tell us all about it. So good to see you, Cynthia. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you for having us and allowing us this opportunity to talk a bit about National Health Center Week.
It is our pleasure, certainly. This is a 60-year history tradition for Health Center Week, right?
It is. Yeah. It is. And the Health Center program, rightfully so, takes this opportunity every year to lift up and showcase the good work of the health centers, which presently serve, Joe, 1 in 10 Americans across the country. So 32.5 million were served in 2024 through the Health Center program.
That's incredible. What's Manatt's history, Cynthia, here in Quincy? Not 60 years, I don't think, right?
Not 60 years. So we've passed 45, yeah, but we're not quite 50 years old.
Okay, all right.
So we opened in 1979, and pleased and continue to be proud to be among the ranks of federally qualified health centers. And for Manatt, we're acknowledging this Health Center Week as well, not just some special crusaders or champions or heroes in the community, mm-hmm, but also for 10 years consistently, Manatt's been able to continue to grow, mm-hmm, not just in the services for our patients, but the number of patients that we're able to serve and the visits that we're providing here in Quincy and beyond.
That's wonderful. You've grown not only with your membership, with your clientele, but also physically, right? You've expanded.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, we've had that opportunity, and truly, Joe, through support, through confidence, if you will, mm-hmm, of our patients and the community and the city of Quincy, have we been able to do that. And the communities that we also serve in Taunton and Attleboro and in Hull. And was just looking at, in preparation for our conversation today, some of our data, if you will, mm-hmm, from the close of fiscal year. And, you know, pleased to bring here to you that Manatt continues to grow. And we grew in the last fiscal year 12% in patients.
Wow.
And 10% in patient visits and all types of visits, yeah, whether it be the cornerstone of what we do is primary care.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be behavioral health, which for Manatt we define in the Health Center program as mental health, and also substance use services, also care management services, eye services, vision services, and enabling services. So really, if you will, happy to share that with you today.
That's fantastic, yeah. And you must have grown on a staff level as well to be able to meet that need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Interestingly enough,
yeah,
so I look at data quite a bit.
Sure.
Was looking at it, just taking a peek at our clinical staffing component and cohort from pre-pandemic, if you will. So 2019.
It's the way we mark things,
right?
Now, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. And so between 2019 and July of this year, our mm-hmm clinical staff alone has grown 38%.
That's amazing.
So I think we continue to grow in our responsibility and duty also as a local employer.
Yes.
And
yes,
we take that very seriously.
Yeah.
We've also, concomitant to that, we've grown, if you will, in space, in present spaces, as an example. Perhaps we've grown the footprint and we've built out exam rooms, we've built out consult offices, and that's where the work of behavioral health can happen, also nutrition, care management, but we've also, if you will, opened new sites, as we've spoken about, and here in Quincy, our newest site, but I'm not so sure for how long it'll be, have that distinction as our newest site in Quincy. We were really privileged to be able to open at the Yawkey Housing Resource Center with Father Bills in Mainspring.
Right.
So I think that ability to, if you will, stretch geographically, open new sites, mm-hmm, in different areas and for different populations where the need is great, but also to look at our existing facilities. And I'd be remiss here in Quincy to not mention the city of Quincy and Mayor Koch and the planning team in particular. And there's seldom a site in Quincy, actually there isn't a site in Quincy, that hasn't had, if you will, the the fortitude, if you will, the strengthening of these locations made possible by particularly the CDBG program here in the city of Quincy and sort of at the direction of Mayor Tom Koch. So really gratified by that investment and confidence in us, and also made possible in partnership with our federal partners at HRSA, Health Resources and Services Administration and Mass Development, our radiology suite that's in North Quincy that provides mammography for services and also x-ray.
So crucial.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
So do you anticipate further growth in Quincy, Cynthia?
Well, I think there are some really productive, meaningful conversations,
really?
Joe, around serving the school community inside of the school community, if you will, here in the city of Quincy, and really, you know, humbled and privileged, we feel, to be able to be engaged in such conversations with a superintendent and assistant superintendent, as well as the Quincy School Committee, and they're driving, if you will, and the mayor, of course, and we're sort of following, but we'll be there at the ready, and to hopefully be able to take those next steps.
Wow. Okay.
I think inspired by, if you will, the school-based work that we've been able to do in the city of Taunton.
Yes.
And there's some commonalities, if you will, between the city of Taunton and the city of Quincy. So I think they're being able to look at that model, and more to come as, you know, we continue to look to our partners in Taunton to help, if you will, answer some questions for our leadership here in Quincy. But so hopeful that in a new and an innovative way, when you're bringing health to students and to teachers and educational professionals in their own building, you can imagine how it alleviates all barriers.
Yes, yeah. There,
I mean, the true definition of an open door.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Similar to the Yawkey Resource Center model.
Absolutely.
Right? Eliminating barriers for those folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, and if you build it, they'll come, as they say.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow,
yes.
Wow, that's exciting. Please keep us updated on that. We'd be
absolutely
pleased to let the community know about
will
that.
Will do. Yeah. Will do. Yes.
And I know a big part of Manit's mission is to take into account the diversity of the city, right?
Absolutely.
The different demographics that are represented, both internally with your staff,
yes,
but also with your clientele.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. I think the Health Center program on Health Center Week makes sure, as we do at Manit, we really showcase that notion that we are here to serve all members of the community that may need us. You know, interestingly enough, for the Health Center program in particular, there's nationally there's 1,500 Health Center organizations. In the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there's 37.
Wow.
And so we do, if you will, emphasize the fact that one in three persons in the country that are poor may receive, or low income may receive, their care at a health center. We also serve 500,000 veterans, if you will. We serve almost 10 million children across the country, one in five that are un or underinsured, and then I believe one in five that are living in rural communities.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Sometimes their only access to health care, right?
Absolutely.
In a rural setting is a health center.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And here in Massachusetts, we're at almost 1 million residents of the Commonwealth. So that's one in seven, Joe. One in seven of us receive our care at one of the 37 health centers.
Well, you know, there are more than seven people in this building right now, Cynthia, so there's a good chance that
absolutely
one of them receives their
absolutely
care from a health center.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, yes.
We're sitting in a major metropolitan city. You
know? Absolutely,
yeah,
yes. And I will say, as we are growing in newer communities to us, such as Attleboro and Taunton, what's really important to share is our presence, and our vibrancy in service to Quincy residents and Quincy zip codes continues, and we continue to serve new residents every day,
really?
Joe,
yeah,
here in the city of Quincy.
Yeah.
So just a privilege to be able to showcase that on Health Center Week.
Yeah, and I always think it's important to point out, and I've talked about this before, is that anybody can access service at Manit Community Health Center. You don't have to be quote unquote underprivileged or underinsured.
Absolutely.
You're open to all. Yeah.
Absolutely, we are, yes. And that's reflected in something, if you will, called our payer mix, that and our duty and our obligation as a HRSA grantee is that. It's to leave no patient behind, and anyone from, if you will, any trajectory, any pathway in life, are talented, credentialed, and board certified providers are we welcome you. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I know you have collaborations with some of the major hospitals in Boston, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. A really, really important point. It's our duty and responsibility as primary care providers to make sure that our patients have access for images that imaging, as an example, that only a health system or a hospital would provide.
Yes.
Surgical services, if you will, deliveries, if you will.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. No more maternity in Quincy, unfortunately.
Yes. Specialty services, and inpatient care. Mm-hmm. That at some points patients may not be able to avoid that. That's where they get the best care. But our work is also, I'd like to think, reciprocally as important to our health systems and our hospitals.
Yes.
And whether it is BI in Milton, it's Boston Medical Center, it's South Shore Hospital, or other healthcare organizations and systems in our regions that we provide care, serve our patients, that what we are offering, if you will, is that first stop, that primary care support in public health emergencies. But through primary care, we have the ability to practice preventative health. We have the ability to stem the tide, if you will, of exacerbation of diseases that hopefully will keep patients outside of the emergency department, and if they do need to go there, because of course that's warranted, perhaps our role in primary care, both before and after a hospital stay, can shorten the duration of the stay and also prevent a readmission. Yes.
It's the ultimate goal, right?
Absolutely.
Stay healthy,
Absolutely.
As healthy as possible.
Yes.
One thing unique to health centers, community health centers, is that you open your doors to the public once a year for a health center week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's talk about what's going to be happening.
Yes,
August 3rd through the 9th, it's National Health Center Week.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
how's Manna recognizing it?
So our banners will be held high
to
celebrate with our national partners and our Massachusetts partners. We're going to actually kick off the week in Taunton. And Tuesday will be rich with Quincy patient and appreciation recognition events. And so we will have, if you will, healthy snacks that are available. Our behavioral health team will talk about stress management activities, how to reduce stress, alleviate stress.
Okay.
We have an amazing Cracker Jack nutrition team
I've spent some time with you, Joe. They're fantastic.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And that is all part of that whole health, whole person picture, and primary and preventative health. And so so they will be offering, if you will, healthy snacks. And part of that, you know, how do we live our best healthy lifestyle? So primary care at its core, but also supported by complementary and ancillary services as such.
Nice.
So we'll be making our way in Quincy. Come and see us on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have a very special event that's going to be held at 11:30 a.m. at Manat North Quincy, and we will do a bit of it outside. We'll do some of it inside, and I'll explain that. And we will have some shade and some tenting, if you will, on the outside.
Let's hope it's cool off by then. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is our flagstone event, if you will, for Quincy. We're going to do two very special things during this very special week. We are going to be able to share with the community that we have a pharmacy that's in North Quincy that is owned and managed by Boston Medical Center. And what's happening this fall, which is so exciting because it's going to allow us to further grow that pharmacy program, is our partners at BMC, or rather Boston Medical Center, will continue to manage the day-to-day operations, but Mana will move to ownership of that pharmacy. So we're terrifically excited about that, and we'll offer in partnership with our colleagues at the pharmacy some tours of that portion of our health center that day. Mm. And by all means, come in and, mm-hmm. and see our lobby and our greater health center. But for this particular morning, really sort of showcasing the hope and the changes that will come with the conversion of that pharmacy under Manit's ownership.
Oh, okay. How will that change how patients interact with the pharmacy?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So part of our intention, and we're so grateful that BMC will continue to be our pharmacy partner, is that top shelf excellence in pharmacy service and compassion will remain. Our hope and expectation will be that we will be able to grow programs at the pharmacy, such as when indicated, if you will, the delivery of pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. when that's possible. But the same critical precept as a federally qualified health center, the goal of the program to make sure that access to pharmaceuticals for our patients is not at all interrupted, mm-hmm. and that they're able to get what they need to be able to manage their chronic disease care, if you will.
Will there be a change in pharmacists and hours and things of that nature?
Excellent, excellent question. Yeah. In terms of the pharmacy site manager, and Katie Pham is her name and her team, no.
Okay.
So we just think the world of them, frankly. And Katie's an extraordinary pharmacist and site manager. We could perhaps, Joe, work with the hours of operation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I've shared this before, our boards of federally qualified community health centers are patient majority. And so consumers, if you will, govern and lead the way. Mm. And that's just one such question, Joe, around hours of operation, mm-hmm. and a federally qualified health center approach is to ask our patients, right?
So, let them lead.
Yes, okay. Yes. So our board member patients, and then our patients through the survey process, mm-hmm. Is there a need, is there a desire, is there an appetite for us to extend, if you will, pharmacy hours?
I
so
see.
We'll get back to you with that,
okay, sure.
with our next update.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay, I look forward to that. Very good.
Absolutely.
So, well, congratulations
Yeah. Thank you. We're really excited about it. Thank you.
That's not the only special thing that's happening that day.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And this, I think this just makes all of us smile at Manit to think about this. Sometimes the awards, when you have that opportunity to give them to persons or groups that are unsung, it brings the greatest level of joy. And so we're really happy to say that that's happening on Wednesday at 11:30 at Manit. We are acknowledging Helen Fatsies as a community crusader. Helen Fatsies and her family are wonderful embodiments of service and citizenship and stewardship. We first came to know Helen Fatsies up close and personal actually during our pandemic. And she should actually tell her story, and I'm hoping that she does that on Wednesday of Health Center Week. And because that was just an opportunity for us, we had the opportunity to be out and about in the community a bit more. And since that time, Helen has joined our philanthropy committee, which helps us, if you will, raise funds and donorship for the health center. And she also has this rich organizational development background, and she has volunteered and offered, if you will, her expertise at a Manit All staff meeting, as an example, leading us through some team building exercises. And Helen has barely asked for a thank you, let alone recognition. Mm-hmm. And then you couple this with Helen's altruism, far, far above and beyond, and much, much longer than Manit. It's just the type of, if you will, hero that we want to recognize. So I think a lot of emotion around that, Joe, for us.
You're going to make her cry, right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's not the goal. The goal is to make her smile.
Right.
But I think, again, the joy is when someone is that unsung and you're putting a floodlight on her and what she's contributed and how she's made this city a better place. And she certainly has our health center.
The inaugural Community Crusader Award is what she'll be receiving.
Absolutely, yes.
So, and it might inspire others, right?
Absolutely, to give of service. There, of course, across the city, but personal to Manet, our speaking of doors being open, arms wide open, volunteers in service in so many ways, Joe.
Yes.
The highest order, of course, a board member service. There's also committees that the board makes open, that opportunity to serve on committee, even if you're, if you will, not, if you will, at that full board of director. Gosh, I really want to take this on in my life, but perhaps to assist on a committee, all the way through helping us with special events, helping us, with a certain expertise that you might have.
Right.
So to lend that expertise, lend your gifts, if you will.
Yes.
And it could be in all different areas. It could be in communications. It could be in clinical. It could be in pharmacy. It could be in finance. It could be in workforce. It could be in literacy. It could be in data informatics.
Sure.
So, so it's just such an opportunity. And we're grateful for that service of Helen and all of the folks that think of us when they think about volunteering.
I always hear volunteers get more than they give, and I'm sure that's true.
Absolutely, right?
It's part of a family that you become involved with, especially at a place like Manet, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yes, that's our hope. Absolutely,
absolutely. So that's the main event, I guess, right?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely, yes. Okay. And then we continue through the rest of the week. We are in Hull. I think we'll be in Hull on Friday.
Okay.
And Hull's important to Quincy as well, because when you think about our Saturday sessions, if you will, our after-hours evening clinics, Joe, we see our radiology, our vision center. You do see a lot of cross-pollinization between the providers, if you will, in Quincy and Hull and the patients. Mm. So for folks that are in Quincy that say, why would I stop by Hull? Perhaps you might at some point recommend a family member or a friend come and see us at Manet Hull, or perhaps you may at some point need to come to Hull on an evening or a Saturday, as an example, right? And vice versa. So there's really some nice synergies between the Quincy locations and then also Manet Hull. So I know we'll be there Friday. We very much promote also for Health Center Week because we are coastal seaside communities.
Yes.
Of course, not Attleboro and Taunton, but right here, sun protection, right?
Yes.
Sun protection. Yeah. And so we're happy to talk about summer and sun safety, and we'll have sunscreen available as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for folks that come and see us.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know some sweet treats probably.
Absolutely.
And some light refreshments.
Healthy sweet treats.
Healthy sweet treats.
Absolutely.
Of course,
yes.
Yeah. These are open to the public, right, Cynthia?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes. Please come by. We've had the opportunity to add open houses when we realize that folks are probably gently making that approach, and perhaps we've heard they haven't seen a primary care provider in a number of years, Joe. If they're so willing to make an appointment, we'll help them make that appointment that day.
Okay. All right.
So it's really, really important that we also share that message too, that we are accepting new patients, Joe.
Great.
Yeah. And remember too, again, but I think it bears repeating. So patients that receive their care at Manet, it's whole person care. So there's eye care, there's behavioral health care, and there's access to radiology. There's recovery services as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes I'll get the question when I'm out and about behavioral health, and I'm really glad that you have that program, but I'm in good shape,
right.
And I've never needed mental health services,
right.
You know. But Joe, it's so important to understand that perhaps not today, but it could be something in our lives or our environment. It could be a response to to grief. There could be a circumstance environmentally.
Sure.
And so we really want to share that, you know, come and see us. And perhaps you don't need, if you will, immediate access to behavioral health or mental health support. But we offer groups as well and individual. Mm-hmm. And there might come a day that something changes. And we want to normalize it.
Right.
And
or somebody that you know needs the
absolutely,
services, right?
Absolutely.
Or a friend. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And we work in partnership with our great organizations here in Quincy and beyond that provide, if you will, some longer term and emergency services around mental health as well.
Sure.
But know that connected to your chronic disease as well. If you're a diabetic, if your chronic disease is perhaps cancer, it's asthma, it could be tobacco use. Mm-hmm. If there's a behavioral health element that a behavioral health licensed credentialed clinician or case manager can help with,
okay.
Right back to the whole person. And then also, Joe, I think I'd be remiss to say that what I think health centers do exceptionally well, always opportunity to learn and grow, and feedback from our patients is critically important. But, you know, understanding those features in our patients' lives that can keep health at bay or compromise their health, such as, you know, lack of adequate access to food, if you will, lack of adequate access to transportation that's going to keep them from seeing us.
That's a major issue.
Language services,
yes,
right?
Another one. Sure.
You know, feeling hesitant because my preferred language is not English.
Right.
And so when we say, you know, open door, it's open door to all.
You
Joe.
Really do meet people where they are and what they need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it's because of the exceptional staff that we have, truly.
Yes. I'm told there's going to be a fun video debut on Friday, August 8th that folks should watch your social media for, so that'll be exciting.
Absolutely,
yeah.
So stay tuned there.
Okay.
Sandra McGonigal, our Senior Director of Marketing and Comm, and her team, doing some great work there.
Excellent.
Yes.
Anything else we should share right now, Cynthia, with folks?
Thank you for your support.
Oh, sure.
Health centers are, you know, critically important in this country. We are hopeful and expectant of funding reauthorization.
I didn't want to go down that road, but it's in the national conversation, obviously, with the federal issues that are going on. So obviously, you're watching that closely.
We are. Yeah. We are watching that closely, and I think that's important for the community to understand.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, our patients to understand. And I think my message is our doors are open and come and see us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
ManitCHC.org is the main website to go
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
You get all the information that we talked about and much more right there as well. Always great to catch up with you, Cynthia. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.